Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today in Syria, the forces of President Bashar al-Assad are advancing on rebel-held parts of Aleppo. That's the largest city in Syria, and it's seen some of the worst fighting in that country's civil war. Thousands of people have been displaced inside Aleppo, and some of them are starving. The BBC's Lena Sinjab reports.
Aleppo is a divided city. Some of it is now a wasteland, some a battleground between pro- and anti-government forces. Against this backdrop, the World Food Programme is struggling to provide aid to thousands of people in need.
Hiba Hanano with WFP. We are right now walking in Abi Hanif al-Nu'man Mosque. This is a huge mosque in Aleppo City. And this mosque is right now, it has several floors. The first floor is mainly specialized for distribution of food to the needy families and IDPs in Aleppo City.
We are in the west side of Aleppo, and WFP are saying that they can reach 150,000 families in western Aleppo in areas under government control. However, they say that their target is around 250,000 families, including the areas under rebel controls. But so far, for the last 7 months, it's been hard for them to get through to the eastern side of Aleppo that is under rebel control.
انا ما بشتغل
انت ما بتشتغل بتروح على المدرسه
ايه
اي صف
اشتركنا صف سابع
ليش تركت المدرسه
نزحنا
من وين نزحتوا
صلاح الدين
I just talked to three little boys 12 13 and 14 years old and they say they've been displaced they had to quit school and they're working to earn their living they earn around 500 Syrian pounds a day less than $3 a day, and they are the ones who are feeding their families.
These children are living in the west of the city, the area under government control. It was too dangerous for us to visit the east. It is rare that aid gets through, and the people besieged in the east face even more difficult struggle to survive.
That's the BBC's Lena Sinjab reporting from Aleppo, Syria.